Okay, green. Good. All right, so welcome everybody. Thanks everyone for joining the hottest room at FOSDEM. My name's Stephen Chin. I'm VP of Developer Relations at JFrog, and I'm going to talk a lot about different projects which help secure the open source supply chain, about why we need security, a bunch of different security incidents, both historical ones, but also new ones, which you probably haven't heard about. A lot of new research and things going on. And hopefully we can all help to improve the open source supply chain together. So I think a great analogy, can you guys in the back hear me? Okay, good. So I think a great analogy for the software supply chain and how we think about it is to compare it to our food supply chain. And we know that, you know, the way that you get great cooking, great ingredients is starting by fresh ingredients, you know, having things which you know are safe, which come through the food supply chain, which don't have any people who are interfering with in the middle, who are not following good hygiene practices. And when you have an issue with your supply chain, you end up with spoiled ingredients and, you know, kitchen disasters. So anyone here seen the Gordon Ramsay kitchen disasters show? Okay, a lot of good fun. And these are not the free-range chicken you're looking for. We're hoping we can get better quality and better security out of our software supply chain so we can build enterprise applications which are hopefully very difficult for attackers to exploit. And this is how the USDA looks at kind of, you know, the software supply chain, creating a healthy supply chain. But it's somewhat analogous to software. So you have a lot of production. You have, you know, farms and things which are producing software. You have distribution and processing. So it goes through a bunch of different toll gates and different people in the process. Eventually, it ends up in a restaurant and a retail location. And then you have, you know, home users or restaurants or other folks who are cooking the food. So if at any point in this process, if you have issues with your quality, if you have infections, if you have bacteria entering into it, then that results in potential issues at the consumer side. So I think when we're looking at the software supply chain, we need to look at it through a different lens. And I think a good lens to look at it through is SALSA, which is one of the OpenSSF standards. And it really focuses on getting attestations of the different parts of the build that your software has gone through, kind of figuring out at each of these different gates, you know, is the source control secure? Have you done the right things with code reviews? Have you done through the right processes with builds? And when you have all of this information about the build, then you can figure out, are you actually secure? And a key ingredient to how you know this is the case, and this is why we're all here in the software build materials room, is because you need to have that final index of your ingredients where it can show you from end to end, and SALSA and both SPDEX, Cyclin DX, and SBOM standards go really well together, because this way you have the attestation of what's happened in your build into your artifacts, and then you can put that together into a single document which kind of shows you all of the things which verify the components and then the potential issues with them which you might have. And if you're not following these good practices in how you build software, how you get provenance of your software, and how you attest to it, then you end up with issues like, for example, the Log4Shell incident. Now, I think this by now is infamous. It sparked a whole second round of government security concerns over open source software. And really, the challenge for big organizations which were trying to address the Log4Shell incidents in production was, are my production systems affected? And it depended upon the version of Log4j which you were using. It depended upon whether you're using just Log4j core or whether you're using the full set of libraries. And the answer for most organizations was, well, I don't know if I'm affected in production, so I'm just going to patch everything. And that's very expensive. It's very difficult to do. And when you have libraries like this, which are used so much across the entire ecosystem, it's quite challenging as well. And I think what really started a lot of the government concern around software supply chain was an earlier incident. This sparked the Biden administration's litigation around this, which was the SolarWinds.